Bash and Gabby. Catch up.
We have had a couple of shower cubicles put into the studio here at the radio station because, not that we're stinky people, well, I might
you
be.
You are.
Because I only shower once a week. But it's because we love coming up with random shower thoughts on a Monday, and everybody has those random shower thoughts because you're sitting in the shower, you're more often than not by yourself, you get the gentle massage of the warm water on your body, and then you just drift away, and you start thinking about some pretty weird stuff.
Yeah, your brain just does its own thing.
Yeah.
And it just starts popping out all these questions or all these comments, and you're just like, oh, that's weird.
I wish I could share that with people.
Yeah, and we're going to do that.
We are indeed. So it's time to jump into our separate shower cubicle scab and see what kind of rando thoughts that we can come up with. Whew, that's nice. I like it.
Hope you're soaping up.
I've gone a little cooler today because it's such a hot day.
Yeah.
So a nice fresh start.
You know, I always wonder if I'm really talented at something that I've not tried yet. Like, I don't know, I could be really good at chess or badminton, but I've never actually tried it.
Tap dancing, I reckon I'd be pretty good at tap. Hey, I've just been thinking about maths in general and numbers. You know what? The sum of any three consecutive numbers is always three times the middle number.
I cannot even compute that.
So, if you added 1, 2, and 3...
Yeah, it's 6.
3 times 2, the middle number, 6.
Oh, I get it now.
You got that?
You had to break it down. I was very confused. I'm not ready to do math while I'm in the shower.
Sorry. Not allowed to take a calculator in with you either.
No. You know, I always want to win the lotto. Especially when it's millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever should because I am a terrible person when I'm winning Monopoly.
Really?
Terrible.
Just lording it over other people.
You have no idea.
Look at all this money I have that you don't have.
I am an expletive when I'm winning Monopoly.
Really? You are in general terms as well. You know what? I'm thinking about it. Attractive nurses probably never get accurate pulse readings from their patients.
It's so true. You got to minus a couple for it to be accurate.
Stay calm. Sorry.
Trying. You know, when you say have a nice day to someone, it's really nice. When you say have a nice week, it's still really nice.
Yeah.
But when you say have a nice life, suddenly it's really aggressive.
It's mean.
Yeah.
It's
not nice anymore.
No. All right, we got to get out of here.
Yeah. New research has been done, and it turns out the women find men with hairy dad bods the sexiest.
Is that right?
Yeah, I found this really intriguing because it has come out to say maybe it's counterintuitive for an evolutionary perspective
because,
you know, you're meant to find someone attractive that is going to make you the best babies.
Yeah, right.
That's why men find women with wider hips attractive if they're ready to procreate. Like,
yeah,
there's all these weird things that happen in your subconscious. But the professor, a professor at Yale, Richard G. Bribrascax, says that women are actually more attracted to dudes who have lower testosterone levels, less muscle mass, and more fat.
Okay.
And they don't know why, but that's the new thing. And I just don't agree with it.
Dad bods all the rage.
Hairy dad bods.
Hairy dad bods.
I don't agree with it. Like, you know, I don't find it unattractive, but if I was to paint the perfect picture of a man in my brain, it would probably be Zac Efron.
Yeah, right.
Who is hairless, muscly, not a dad bod in sight.
Right. Okay.
But maybe I'm not every woman.
Well, you're not every woman. You are one woman. And it's good that you've noticed that, Gab. Welcome to Monday, incidentally. All right. Well, let's put it out there, 13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Let's put it to the test. Do our own little survey. Ladies.
Do you love a dad bod?
Please.
Do you find a hairy dad bod sexy? Yeah. I don't.
No.
I'm trying. I'm really trying here.
You are. And it's freaking me out somewhat that you're trying to psych yourself into it, but it's not working for you. All right. 13, 12, 16. Do you find a dad bod attractive? We just need, a couple of people?
Yeah, we just need to confirm this stat.
Yeah, please. It's Sandy. What about you?
Look, I don't know if it's the sexiest form of male body, but, look, I don't mind it, except maybe not so much the hair part. But a bit of dad bod's all right. Yeah, I'm not too fussy. I'll take what I can get.
Okay, that's the bit of conversation I was waiting for. So yeah. You don't find it the sexiest. Like, if you had Leonardo DiCaprio standing there next, or Danny DeVito standing there next to Zac Efron, which would you go for?
Oh, yes. Definitely Danny.
Because he'd be an easier one to get, or what?
He'd be the only one I'm taller than. It might be different.
All right, well, that kind of backfired. But, yeah, all right, then there you go.
Fair enough, fair enough. Works. Everyone Sandy's, has San- their own thing.
Sandy's happy with a dad bod, especially if it's Danny DeVito.
Oh, God.
It's a granddad bod, to be honest, but that's okay.
The Spring Polo was on the weekend in Toowoomba. It kind of closed off Carnival of Flowers, yeah. And yeah. It was such a fantastic event. Hamish and I both went. There was the Hit FM Lounge,
yeah,
that was going on. There was a few other tents that people were swanning around in, and it was so gorgeous. The fashion was insane.
Yep.
It was really brilliant. And I had the best day.
Mm.
We were having a ball, and I was having a chat to one of the guys from Nine News, actually, next minute, Hamish, you were like, hey, Gab, did you hear that?
Mm.
I was like, hear what? Turns out Mr. MC in the middle of the playfield was having a bit of a chat, and he said, what did he say, Hamish?
He said, a big thank you to Hit FM for being one of the major sponsors of the event. It's great to have them on board. Big thank you to Gabby and the crew for coming along today.
Woo! Gabby and the crew!
Gabby and the crew.
I love that so much because for the last almost 2 years that I've been here, it is always Hamish and the crew. Yeah. And I've just been in the background, just biding my time until finally, boom, I'm now the front runner.
You are. You are. We've renamed the show from today onwards. It's Gabby and the crew.
Gabby and the crew for breakfast.
I am now known as the crew. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
Oh,
I've had my time.
But let's be honest, I did make myself more well-known at the event than you. I was going around saying hi to everyone. I was very social.
You were very
I was
social.
Being a bit of a butterfly.
You were. You were. But you know what? My great day did not stop there, Gab, because I got called over to a table, which I thought was nice. A couple of guys, a couple of couples, actually, called me over. And I'm like, oh, hi. I went to shake hands. And they're like, hi, Hamish, where's Gabby? Gee, what's
here
going
we go
on
again.
Keeps on coming, doesn't it?
It does.
And then I thought, well, hang on a second, because I normally dress in tracky pants or whatever, but I dressed in the appropriate gear. I even wore a freaking hat for crying out loud.
Everyone was very impressed by your style.
Yeah, I dressed up and I thought, well, maybe I'd make some fashion pages in the newspaper.
In the Chronicle,
And I saw the photographer for the Chronicle, and she came straight up to me and she was taking photos of other people around me and all that kind of stuff. She came up to me, looked me dead in the eye and said, hi, Hamish, and then kept taking photos of other people. She walked off. I'm like, all right, that's capped my brilliant day. Well done.
You had a really good day, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
It was awesome.
Oh, I, on the other hand, loved it.
Yes. Look, I must admit, the event itself, fantastic. I didn't see a lick of polo. I don't know anything about
it. I watched a little bit of
did
it.
You?
And I went out to put the divots back in, as you do.
Stomping them back
Stomping the divots, like in Pretty Woman, but I couldn't find any divots.
No, so you just stomped the ground?
Maybe. Yeah. I took Snapchats of me just, you know.
Stomping nothing.
I made a divot so that I could stomp it back in.
Well played. You probably weren't alone.
I needed the social media.
Anyway, it was a great event. I think it was the second year of the event, the Spring Polo, so it'll be back again next year and it'll be huge.
I'll be there. Oh my God, it was so much fun.
You'll be probably working there next year because they loved you so much.
Well, yeah, it'll be Gabby and the crew emceeing.
I don't think they want the crew. I just think they want Gabby, to be perfectly honest.
I need my entourage, Hamish.
Yeah.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.